Monsignor Donovan and Lakewood tied 6 at the half. We headed down to Ed Sarluka, who's got a very special guest at hand.
Yeah, my special guest tonight is one of the best athletes ever to come out of Lakewood High School, Ty Beverett, playing his football nowadays at Stony Brook University. Red so far?
Yes, redshirted.
And coach, talking to coach before the game, Tyrese, he said that been a couple injuries. They're thinking about maybe in there.
I'm not sure yet. I can't call it. You know, I'm just going by time. You know, I'm just right now trying to get my strength up, my speed up, and get ready for whenever it's my time to go get in the fire.
How do you like it up there?
I like it. It's a good program. You know? I built the brotherhood with the teammates, you know, so that's going good. I want to pick another place.
Got some Shore athletes up there, right?
Yes, it's a couple. They recruit heavily in the Shore. You know, good players come out the Shore.
Who you hanging with up there?
I hang with a couple guys, different guys, Florida boys, Philly boys. It's a lot of everybody, you know?
You like that college life, huh?
It's cool.
Well, what do you think about this Lakewood team, this 2013 version?
Well, I think they're good. You know, they just made a few mistakes. They come out strong in the second half. I mean, I like to come back and see the team going, you know. Instead of going down, they're going up, you know, and I like that.
Well, I know Coach Clark appreciates you coming into town tonight to meet with the team as sort of a surprise to them. Did you jack them up before the game?
Truthfully, I got here too late. You know, I got off the train too late, so now I'm here. That's why I'm trying to go in the locker room and talk to them now.
Okay, you got it. Thanks a lot, Tyrese. Tyrese Beverett, as we said, made one of the better athletes, Kevin, to come out of that school in a while.
Yeah, and you know, Ed, they credit him so much with the leadership he provided, not just on the football team, but in the school in general. He's a terrific young man, a member of the National Honor Society, a leader by example. And, you know, you just hear so many glowing comments about what he did to that school and its athletic program a year ago.
Well, you know, so much bigger than he did in high
school.
Does he? I remember the last time we saw him, he broke something, right, in the basketball season, right?
Yeah, remember? Late in the year, yeah.
The last game going into into the finals of the, I believe it was the Shore Conference tournament, right, and wasn't able to play in the States. But, yeah, he looks great. You know, he's big. You could tell he's been in the weight room. You know, college programs put these athletes through so much in the off season, in summer, and then still in the fall. And he's chomping at the bit to get in there. But as he said, he's a team player.
Yeah. Most of these kids now, they go up as they head into their freshman year at a school like Stony Brook, a Division I program. They are going up there in the summer, taking summer school classes, trying to get adjusted. And as you said, if not officially practicing with the team yet on some kind of workout program. And let's be honest, most schools now, there's a pretty good chance as a freshman you're going to get redshirted.
Exactly. As you said, Brad Henson,
yep,
at North Carolina, also redshirting. They play in the ACC, of course, real tough football, tough league. But, yeah, you get redshirted unless you're just an exceptional player. Your boy at Penn State, right? He's a true freshman, right, that quarterback?
Yeah, Christian Hackenberg. But you have two freshmen there from our area. You have,
yes,
Garrett Sickles from Red Bank at Penn State, who right now, again, depending on injuries, the plan is to redshirt. And, of course, the kicker and punter, Chris Gula from Toms River High School North, who's a freshman at Penn State. And, again, their hope is to be able to redshirt him.
Well, he will redshirt unless...
Yeah.
Either the punter or the place kicker,
correct,
gets hurt, right? He is the backup for both of those individuals.
He's the only other one.
Which is a good deal because he dresses every game, right?
Yes, he does.
Home and away. And I know they were very high on Sickles from Red Bank,
yeah,
getting rave reviews, for his work ethic up there, down there state.
Well, again, the adjustment is so great going from even the best high school player. More often than not, the adjustment is incredible. I mean, Tyrese Beverett was a top-notch athlete, you know, as you said, one of the best athletes in the Shore. And he goes up, not that he's not good, but guess what? He looks around and there's a lot of guys just like him. So we're at halftime here. Monsignor Donovan and Lakewood are tied at 6. We'll try and do some scoring updates.
I got one update for you.
Go ahead.
Memorial, Joe Hans has run it in from 17 yards, and Brick Memorial kicks the point and leads it 7-3 in the second quarter. So Brick Memorial, who lost a tough football game last week to Bricktown. We had Rob Dahl on last night, and one of his big studs, Matt Ulafanana, or say it again.
Matthew Ulafanua.
Ulafanula, who was outstanding on the radio. And wouldn't want to be in front of him.
No, not at all.
On the side of the ball.
Let's give you some other scores. Rumson leads St. John Vianney 14-7 in the second quarter. Raritan and Carteret are scoreless at halftime. It is Toms River South 13-0 over Southern Regional.
Wow.
Khalil Green scoring on an 18-yard touchdown round. This time the extra point was good. Manasquan leads Friel, excuse me, we said Manalapan was leading Friel Township 35-0 at the half. Last I looked, I think it was Barnegat up 21-7 on Manchester with a 10-0 lead on Asbury Park. That game is now in the fourth quarter. Manchester has scored again, so it's 21-14 Barnegat and Manchester. That game in the second quarter. After a slow start, falling behind 21-0. Are working their way certainly back in that game. Let's see if I see anything else.
What was that Shore Asbury score?
10-0 Shore. They're okay. In the fourth quarter.
Okay, that's that first night game at Asbury Park. They started
at
6 o'clock. You know, ironically, you know, we all know that Asbury's had some problems on the streets up there at times. And the referee tonight is a detective, actually he's a sergeant in Asbury Park, and told me that they're not really that concerned. They have a little more police there, but not concerned. And to play a night game there flew by everybody, including the police department. So let's hope that there's no incidences up there, and they're able to play night games from here on out. They have a few more scheduled throughout the year.
Yeah, I believe Neptune and Ocean are still scoreless. They are still scoreless. Neptune just missed a 36-yard field goal attempt, so that game remains scoreless. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, that I expected that one to be a few touchdowns by both teams. You know, however, both defenses are good, but Ocean with dynamic quarterback in Royal and a dynamic back in Tyler Thompson, who, by the way, I left out of my blog. I put some of the time. He ran for 239 last week. Should have had him on that list of top athletes, but he's a good one. And Royal, who they moved from wide out to the quarterback spot, fits in nice with that offense. And Danny Klein doing a nice job with the Big Red.
Say hello to our friend, the head wrestling coach at Rutgers University, Scotty Goodale, listening to us tonight on the Shore Sports Network. Always good to know coaches out there. Getting ready for another wrestling season with the Scarlet Knights. What we'll do right now is we'll take a little break. We're at halftime. Monsignor Donovan and Lakewood are tied. So we'll take a two-minute break and be back right after this. You are listening to the Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. And tonight's game brought to you in part by Tool Time Auto, a full repair facility with experienced ASE certified technicians who will keep your family's vehicles running smoothly. A neighborhood place trusted by so many, Tool Time Auto, at the intersection of Route 70 and Whitesville Road in Toms River.
Halftime here from the home of the Griffins, Monsignor Donovan High School. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca back on the air. Week 2 of our high school football schedule. We are tied at 6 right now. Joey Fields with a 60-yard touchdown run and a 9-yard run from Amir Tyler. So, guys, after the first 24 minutes of action, you know, we've seen some sloppy play.
We know we have a very competitive game. You almost have to assume this game is going to be one that will go right down to the fourth quarter. Guys, we did not really have a chance to talk about it tonight, but I guess for the most part, we broke the news today to the masses. The new partnership between us, the Shore Sports Network, a division of Town Square Media, and All Shore Media, our friends Scott Stupp and Steve Meyer, but we are all one. And if you go on shoresportsnetwork.com, that will be your complete Shore Conference sports site. All the great content that people are accustomed to from All Shore Media with Scott and Matt Manley and Bob Batters, combined with our efforts and between the broadcasting part, the website, and the publication that comes out twice a month, we are your place, and we're really excited about it.
Yep, certainly looking forward to being all on the same team. We've done so much with all those guys for certainly many, many years, and now to be all under the same umbrella will certainly make it a lot easier to bring you all of the best content covering the Shore Conference. Waiting for L.J. Clark to come on, L.J. Smith, rather, to come on, and
no,
we'll grab him.
You had it right, Clark.
Go ahead, Ed.
Ed's going to grab him for a quick
word. L.J., I'll walk with you. Little sloppy there after the quick touchdown in that first quarter. Make some adjustments?
Yeah, we got to get someone to run the ball. Chappelle's a little banged up. He got rolled on. He's going to see if he can give it a go. But we're gonna ride Amir Tyler out this half and see what we can do with him.
Yeah, Chappelle tweaked that ankle. They wrapped it up. Got back in there. You went to that wildcat look after that short punt, and didn't seem to work.
Nah, we thought Chappelle was good, and he really wasn't good to go. So we're just going to do what we do and run the ball and play good D and see if Amir Tyler can take it home for us.
Good luck in the second half.
Thank you, sir.
L.J. Clark, the head coach of the Pioneers of Lakewood. So we'll now have word that we will see as the featured back in this half. Sophomore Amir Tyler, who Kevin had talked about a little bit, already on the recruiting radar screen for some schools at the collegiate level. Just a sophomore, 6 foot, 180 pounds, already kind of put his talent on display a little bit with the touchdown in that first quarter, and seemingly will be the workhorse here for Lakewood the rest of the way.
A couple of quick scoring updates. Wall and Red Bank are tied or actually scoreless at the half. And how about this, fellas? Up the street, Toms River South on the board again. An interception by Billy Koch. That sets up a 10-yard touchdown pass from Tymir Berry to Darius Hart. At the half, the Indians lead Southern Regional 20-0.
That's maybe not surprising that South is winning the game at home. The score, though, would certainly be a surprise from anyone who has followed what Southern Regional has done the last several years here in the Shore Conference.
Capone's Pizza and Pasta Restaurant in downtown Toms River. Come check out their new dining area, formerly known as Jimmy C's. Capone's, great pizza and so much more. A proud sponsor of the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week.